Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
It is Sam and Greg, 6 a.m. until 9 on these Sunday mornings, opening act for a full day of football. We just a couple old dudes sitting in the barbershop just talking. Just having fun with just your opening act, where your cup of coffee, where your... Do you have anything with your cup of coffee in the morning, man?
Nah, just a coffee. Just a coffee.
You're not a donut man.
That's all I'm getting. You ain't doing that. Ain't putting no Baileys in or none of that kind of...
We're not doing it like that.
No,
we're not doing it like that. Although it would make for a good show, but we're not doing it like that.
It make for an interesting show.
The FCC would be listening too, I'm sure. Yeah, on this 27th day of December, we take a second and pause and acknowledge the people like Bill Goldberg and Carson Palmer and Cole Hamels. Of course, I ain't going to say nothing about Cole Hamels. He should have done better for the Cubs last year. Mentioned John Amos earlier. Celebrating a birthday on this day. But two names from your world I want to just throw at you. One is Cokie Roberts. I don't think the entire time we've been working together we mentioned Cokie Roberts. Celebrating a birthday. But here's a name I want to see if you remember. But not just that, what his nickname was. Today would have been the birthday of Arthur Kent. Do you remember who Arthur Kent was?
Not really.
Well, you do, but you just haven't forgot about it. And I didn't think about it until I saw this name here. Arthur Kent was the broadcaster in America when we entered into Desert Storm in 1990? When George H.W. Started throwing scuds. Into, was it Afghanistan or somewhere in the Middle East? But the point is, the reporter that was covering it for the most part.
Iraq.
Was Iraq. Okay, excuse me.
It
was Arthur Kent. And he had a nickname that women gave him because he was, you know, good looking dude. He was the Scud Stud. You remember that? You don't remember that, Sam? Really? There's dead air here.
Yeah.
Anyway, the dude got a nickname for being a reporter during a war. I'd never seen that before. It was crazy. I think he's gone. And forgive me if I've killed him off, but I think he's no longer with us. But that was like a big deal. The Scud Stud.
Who was he working for?
Believe he was with NBC, but for whatever reason, I think I saw him on CNN from time to time. There was a lot of crossover going on back then. But he was the main dude. He was the guy that, and there was another guy that NBC had that died during the coverage. His vehicle.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Right.
Went on a landmine or something like that.
I'm forgetting the name. I remember that. Yeah.
But yeah.
And I remember Bernard Shaw being up there too and being up under a bed or something.
I do too, man. Yeah. Broadcasting middle of night, him and Anderson Cooper. But anyway, the name and the guy who came out as far as moving the needle from that war, and believe it or not, you know. I'll never forget.
I was working in Augusta at the time for a CBS affiliate, and Dan Rather was on doing his regular newscast as and on CNN. They were showing bombs just going off all over the place, and that's when you said, "Okay, cable news is getting ready to move into this lane
and do something
different to the 6 o'clock to the traditional dinner hour, if you will call it, network newscast." That was really behind the ball on that story.
And this is pre, you're right, because this was before the round-the-clock coverage of OJ. That's another thing that got cable. Yeah, that's when everybody lived on cable. Well, that was 24 hours of that. But you're right. This happened before then. But anyway, I just want to bring this up. Arthur Kent, this would have been his birthday. The Scud Stud. Here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get into what's been happening locally on the high school and college level athletically, I want to go back to the segment we had with John Nelson where you guys were talking about the state finals. And John said something about Grayson. And he said that Grayson is going after the mythical national championship. And it sounds
it's very mythical this year because you're not getting to play those teams outside of your state.
So that where does that come from, and is there such a title that, you know, as you said, mythical?
Well, it's always been a mythical because the schools don't play each other.
I understand.
Valdosta has a number of mythical national championships from down over the years. Valdosta has been named the number one high school football team. Now, they ain't played people from out of state back then, but they were awarded the national championship of high school football. I mean, it's something that writers do or usually. I think USA does a lot of the ratings with it now. USA Today started really doing it and doing it regionally, then doing it nationally. And that's the one thing that really got started with a lot of teams playing schools from other sides of the line. That's why it was such a big deal this year with the Corky Kale to have Hoover, Alabama scheduled to come and play in the game, because they're a team that has national stature. They've competed for national, considered one of the top teams in the country, to have them come and play in Georgia at Georgia's big showcase event was going to be a big deal. Didn't happen, so they couldn't come. There is a team, I understand, from Tennessee that has been invited for this year. I will not give the name of the school, but they do have a powerhouse program too that's been in for Corky Kale. That's coming up in a few months. But that's what it means. And Grayson, that they schedule with that in mind. I mean, remember, they had IMG come here to town, and that's when the GHSA said, we don't want them dudes coming up here, because all they're doing is coming to play our schools, but they're coming to take players back to Florida with them. And so GHSA says nobody in the state plays IMG anymore. But that was part of the things that Grayson would do. And there are a number of other schools that play teams from outside of the state just to raise their profile.
That's so exactly what I was getting. See, you danced into it, but I'm sitting here listening to this without having the back knowledge. And I remember you telling me, is IMG, is that the name, that particular school would cross the line and play. And Grayson caught some grief, if I'm remembering some of our conversations, for playing those games. So that's why I thought that there was this mythical championship, because some teams cross over and play each other, you know, from different states, and that's sort of incorporated into their season stats. It's kind of like when Jerry Glanville would have the California belt. You remember that, when he would go out and, you know, and if the Falcons beat the 49ers, the Rams when they were in LA, and who else was out in Oakland? If the Falcons, I think there was a year where they beat all three, and Jerry Glanville had that California belt, he called it. And I was wondering if it was something similar to that, where there were some high school teams that were dipping their toe across the line, counting those powerhouse games with teams out of state as a reason why, hey, we went over there and beat Hoover, or we went down here and beat IMG, so we are
Well, you don't get to say that for yourself. Somebody else has to say that, but you go and you play those games, and you hope that the people who bestow this honor are paying attention to what you're doing, and then we'll rate you accordingly. That's what you hope.
That's what I wanted to know. I knew you had the answer for me. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Let me give you the rundown for this
week.
It's all yours.
The
games for GHSA, and the games are coming up tomorrow. Starting with Monday, as John said, it's going to start off with the girls' flag championship games at noon and 1:30. At 3:30, we got new faces in the single-A private championship game, Prince Avenue against Trinity Christian in that game. Eagles Landing Christian not back in that game for, you know, they usually are mainstays, but not there. Irwin County is back. They won it last year. Very emotional win for them, taking on Brooks County. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow. On Tuesday, Fitzgerald against Callaway. That game is a noon start. After that, Marist, with the winningest active coach in the state, Alan Chadwick. Marist will be taking on Jefferson. Both teams undefeated. That's 3:30. That is the Class 4A game. Class 6A will wrap things up pound for pound. Two of the best teams in the state. While they're in Class 6A, Lee County against Buford. That is a 7 o'clock start. Wednesday, the final day, Pierce County Bears, Oconee County Warriors, noon start for the 3A championship. The 5A championship, Purple Hurricanes of Cartersville. They'll be taking on Warner Robins. That should be a great game there. 3:30 is the start time for that one. And the last game, Class 7A, all Gwinnett County final. Grayson taking on Collins Hill. And Collins Hill is just a team that just, they just refuse to lose. They just continue to win and win and win games. So it's going to be great to see those two teams play in the championship. So those are the games that are coming up with GPB coming up for the high school state finals. Now, they're playing at Center Park Stadium, which is Pete's place, which is Georgia State Stadium. Mm-hmm. And the Panthers were away yesterday. Quick down and back trip to play in the Lending Tree Bowl. And they come back with a victory in the game. They were playing over Western Kentucky, of course. Also, Georgia Southern was a winner this week, 38-3. They finish at 8-5, but Georgia State finishes at 6-4. And it was great to see them get this victory. And we talked before the show how different it was for a bowl game and how things were a little chippy out there throughout the game.
Right.
There were little words being said, and you know, after the whistle, guys still tussling, and penalty flags would go up, and it wouldn't stop anything. So they got a chance to to win this game. So they finish at 6-4. Great season. You would like to have seen this team get to play an 11th or a 12th game, some teams tried, but still they got a chance to play 9 games regular season. They get a bowl victory. And, it's big for the program. Another big step for Georgia State. An impressive win yesterday. And the reason I think they had some of the nastiness, Greg, I mentioned because the guys didn't get a chance to spend any time together. You go down and you're there, you go out and you play the game. It's not your usual thing where guys are wearing caps and T-shirts that they give them. As it went, there was none of that. The guys don't get to go out to dinner. When two teams get in town for a bowl game, one of the first things they do, they herd everybody into a couple of ballrooms and a hotel, right, and they have a big dinner. And they arrange the guys so that, maybe you may get a chance to meet somebody from another team, get to know them. You do something service related. You go to visit, children's health care. You get to, so several times you get a chance to meet guys from the other team. By the time they play the game, you might have somebody that's become a little bit of a buddy. Not saying they're friends. You still got to play the game against them, right, but at least you know. Guys aren't getting to do that now. They're not getting to do that with the bowl games this year, the way the bowl games are being done. And I think that's why we're seeing a little extra chippiness in all the games, because they're playing guys that they really don't know, and right, they haven't had a chance to develop any type of relationship with them. And I think that could be some other things that are bringing on, but I think that's a part of why we're seeing it in all the games I've seen.
Falling into that category of some other things that might happen, I'm going to tell you right now, Trinity Christian's going to win. And their game, and Fitzgerald is going to win their game against Callaway. And I'll tell you why. Look at the helmet that Callaway has. Look at the uniform Prince Avenue Christian has. Trinity Christian's looking at them guys going, oh, y'all think y'all the Michigan Wolverines. We're going to stomp all over you to Prince Avenue. And the way Michigan's playing, these guys might actually get more points. So they're going to look. I just think that these high school teams that take pro teams as their colors, or the designs, that kind of gets under the skin of their opponents. Now, they may play to that level, or they may play very, very well, but that would be something. If I went over there and I looked and I saw a team that was using the Philadelphia Eagles, helmet, and which, by the way, Collins Hill does, they got an Eagles helmet. If I saw that, that'd be like an extra little oomph to make me want to just beat them dudes. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. We're going to switch gears and talk basketball next with Deshaun Tate. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the radio.com app.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Sam and Greg here till 9 o'clock. We're the opening act for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Willie P. and Hugh Douglas. And the decision hasn't been made yet whether or not we're going to replay Hugh Douglas's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which he performed live with Sam this past week while you were filling in. So we will see about that. Countdown to kickoff follows that from 11 to 1, and then Falcons at Chiefs. 1 p.m. kick today with Wes and David. Before we do something that you and I wanted to do, when we get to our guest, I killed off Arthur Kent. He's not dead. Okay, he ain't dead. Okay. He's around. Okay. He worked for NBC, and this is the Scud Stud. Today's his birthday, but I had killed him off, and he's not. But the guy got a bunch of awards. He ended up, remember the movie Charlie Wilson's War? He sued them and got paid because apparently that movie, that Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts movie about the congressman, they used some of his journalistic
expertise.
Yeah, well, the findings, some things he had wrote, and they used it in the movie without his permission, so somebody had to write a check. So
whoa.
And speaking of people in the world of news, we... Well, actually, I'll let you do this one because you're from the news side of broadcasting. And we had somebody who got an honor this past week. Am I right?
Yeah. You want to do that now?
Well, just a little quick little shout out. Or you want to do a segment with her?
Yeah. No whole segment. But into the Georgia Broadcasters Hall of Fame is Maria Boynton, who works along with us there at Intercom Atlanta. And my goodness, she does a tremendous job, has done it for quite some time, and quite an honor.
Yes,
her,
it is.
Today. So congratulations to Maria.
Maria was right there when I started Casting Call all those years back, and she and I have helped each other as far as getting people within the industry, me from Casting Call and her from the news industry, and we have put them together. And when she is focused, she scares me. Yeah. You heard me say that before.
She's scared.
she starts working on something, or she's focused or trying to get something done, and you hear that voice, Greg. I get on the elevator. I come up to the ninth floor. I just leave. She's on the eighth floor with V and Star and WAOK, and we're up on the ninth floor. And when I would go do Casting Call, and Maria be, you know, she'd be working on a story or wanting to get something from the industry. Pardon? Okay. Anyway, sorry, we're rambling. Deshaun, good morning.
Top of the basketball morning to you guys. Maria Boynton, such an outstanding person, much like you guys. Some of the best, outstanding, obviously, broadcaster, but even better person. And I think that speaks a lot of volume about her.
See, and we cut into your segment talking about her, so I know you don't mind because you feel the same way we do, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you're just joining us, this is Deshaun Tate. He is our go-to guy, a co-worker and go-to guy for anything having to do with basketball, pro and college. And Deshaun, first of all, how's your holidays been, and how are you doing? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Holidays is outstanding. You know, usually I'm up there at the station with you guys and kind of putting in some time doing some holiday work and things like that. And I haven't had a chance to go back home to Michigan to visit my family in over 10 years for the holidays. And while I would be there, instead I'm in South Florida thinking I'm going to enjoy some time with my pale feet and some sand. But instead, it looks like the cold weather has followed me. And now in South Florida, it's probably about a good 40, 50 degrees.
Hang on a second. Ooh. Sam, there's some things to unpack here. First of all, I mean, he's a light-skinned brother, but I would never use the word pale to describe your feet or anything on you. Come on, Deshaun. Let's move on from that subject. You want to start in the pros or you want to start in college? Because I got a college one right off the rip I want you to give me some comments on, and that's John Calipari. And what's going on with Kentucky? These guys are sitting at 1-6.
It's been rough. You know what? Going to get these one and dones just doesn't seem like the thing to go and do anymore, especially if you look at the last few teams that have cut down the nets in April, first week of April. Listen, John Calipari has got his hands full, obviously, with guys that are young, but not only that, but guys that can't apparently shoot the basketball from three very well. It's crazy to think that the last time that he started out just 1-3 was his first season in Memphis. Okay, he turns that around in his next four games. He went 1-4, and it looks like he's probably not even going to do that if he doesn't win his very next game, which is at Texas, another top 10 ranked team. It's rough for him right now, and we're not talking about him doing this at any school. We're talking about him doing this at Kentucky, a program that does nothing but win national championship banners. And on top of that, it's one of those things where this is probably the worst season that he's had since 2013, the year after he won the national championship. They lost in the NIT to Robert Morris in the first round.
Spend some time on the waitfor.com hotline with Deshaun Tate. He is social. You can find him on the Twitter, as he likes to say, at Tate's Take Hoops, at Tate's Take Hoops. Okay, well, if Kentucky's stumbling out the gate, who's going to reel in Tennessee in the Southeastern Conference? Because it looked like they're right up there and ready to take it all once again this year.
Yeah, I think one of the bigger things for Tennessee, though, is that, you know, they haven't really played any tough teams. And I know that's not really saying much because nobody has necessarily played any teams tough. There might not really be any tough teams, apparently, as Gonzaga and Baylor look like the only ones that actually came to play basketball out of the pandemic. Tennessee has a really good team, but they have a coach that tends to be vulnerable sometimes, and Rick Barnes, a really good regular season coach, not necessarily known to be one that can get it done and get to the Final Four, as he's only done so one time at Texas in 2003. So we'll see. SEC's wide open.
DeSean Tate joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, listen, I don't know what to say. You mentioned them. You mentioned your home state, the perennial powers that come out of there, Michigan going into this season with a new head coach, one of the Fab Five, and then you got Michigan State, who should, as always, be sitting there right at the top. How are they looking so far? Because I realize it's way too early, but 6-1 right now. Are you feeling good about what you're seeing and how this team is made up?
Well, not so much. I mean, Michigan State came away with a big-time win. Finally, Tom Izzo got his second win in like 15 tries against Coach K on the road. After that, not a whole lot after that, to be honest with you. They've dropped two games to start out the Big Ten. Teams that typically you really can't, you know, I don't think there's a such thing as a bad loss, but look, Western's undefeated right now. They're at the top of the Big Ten. Michigan's at the top of the Big Ten, by the way. And, you know, I don't really want to say that. It hurts me sometimes, but the reality is what it is. And they dropped a game against Wisconsin the other day. And so they're at the bottom right now, which typically they aren't. So it looks crazy. Big Ten is flooded with really, really good teams. They're probably going to have 9 teams ranked when tomorrow's rankings roll around. And Big Ten being the best team, best conference in the country, man, it's going to be a wacky March. Usually we have to wait until March to get some madness. It looks like we're getting it a little early.
That does look that way, folks. That is DeSean Tate. We're talking college hoops and what we're looking forward to going ahead. All right, what about closer to home? You know, Tech has shown us some impressive things. Had their last game with UAB, you know, canceled because of COVID. They're going to come back with North Carolina. And Georgia is off to a great start. Thoughts of what you see locally and what could possibly happen, you know, with those two programs?
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep my eye on a little bit closer on Georgia. They're much like Tennessee, not only being a team that's unbeaten, but also being a team that hasn't really played anybody. And so when I talked about the SEC being wide open, they're not necessarily one of those teams that you think of that can win the SEC. However, like I said, they're unbeaten, and you really can't count anybody out right now. This one was really weird years. You thought last year was weird when nobody really wanted to be number one. The rankings were shaking up. We didn't know who the best team in the country was. While we can't say all of those things exactly about this year, it really appears to be that way. And so you have to give Georgia some sort of a shot with no number one pick in Anthony Edwards, right? Now, as far as Georgia Tech goes, I mean, they're always going to be a team that has primarily been known for their defense. Josh Pastner really wanted his teams to get a lot older. That's what they really needed, that experience. They have that now. Jose Alvarado kind of being the glue that keeps those pieces together. They are a team. Moses Wright, I mean, he might be the most improved guy in the country, to be honest with you, if you ask me. They're going to be tough in the ACC, a down ACC year. After losing two games to teams right within their own home state, man, they're going to be really tough to beat in the ACC based off the experience alone.
Hey, DeSean, appreciate you bringing the knowledge on the college level. I apologize for jumping into your segment. Just one quick thought, as we let you go here in a minute, but NBA, any stories that's got your interest right now that you're focusing on, whether it's the Hawks sitting at 2-0 or anything else going on in the league?
Yeah, for sure. The Atlanta Hawks. This guy named Nathan Knight. I don't know who William is, and I don't know who Mary is, but he went to that school, and I'll tell you what, he has been doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job, obviously, yesterday's game. Everybody talks about the 14 points he scored, yeah, but the guy only played 9 minutes. So obviously, shout out to the Atlanta Hawks, who's 2-0. There's only 10 teams that are starting out right now, you know, 2-0. But they have a really good chance against Detroit to go ahead and soak things up. going into the game against Brooklyn in back-to-backs. Casey Jones, RIP to him,
yeah,
man, a 12-time champion with the Boston Celtics and a teammate of Bill Russell when they won a national championship. And then this James Harden situation, man, I don't know. It's not looking really good for them, but I guess I'm going to keep my eye on that one along with Georgia a little bit closer, man, because I tell you what, it's going to be tough sledding to go for these Houston Rockets going forward. I don't see why they just don't get rid of the guy already.
All right, man, listen, you're going to have to start doing your voice exercises now because it's basketball season and we're going to be calling you. All right, so wake up.
I'm ready to do it.
And contort your mouth.
Yeah, he's always ready. Yeah, always
do,
ready.
Say your what's that one exercise they used to give you in broadcasting 101? As you're driving to work, say the vowels out loud and contort your mouth. So go through that, and that'll warm your voice up, and you'll be ready to broadcast.
All right, I've got that noted down right here,
Clark. That was something from like a video from the 50s they put on. I remember that in school. Anyway, man, listen, Deshaun, enjoy your day. Happy holidays, and thank you. And, again, we will be in touch with you.
Remind us where people can find you.
At Tate's Take Hoops, we're basketball lives per usual. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you guys, and thanks for having me.
There you go. Yeah, Sam, man, I was waiting on that. Where's your – and he is social. That's usually what we wait for you.
I mentioned that. Yeah, on the Twitter. He always says the Twitter.
Okay, yeah. Like Ohio State. All right, we're going to point you towards some job opportunities up next. It's a casting call. Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
The heart of the entertainment world.
Bring you a slice of life from that crazy world they call Hollywood.
Everything Hollywood, live from Hollywood South. This is The Casting Call with Greg Clarkson.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Ah, Casting Call has a home, Sam. It is up on our website. You got to find it. The easiest way to do it is just dial up 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. Boom, and it will appear. It says Casting Call with Greg Clarkson, and it has the jobs that I have posted. The latest one is sort of a holiday one. Not a lot of individual jobs as extras because the industry is pretty much shut down right now, but the casting directors are building up their database to get ready for a lot of January starts. But if you click on it, the link there, you'll see the film crew, Casting Call jobs in front of and behind the camera. I posted it last week, but like I said, it's pretty much good through the holidays. There's a couple casting directors, like I said, that are filling up their database. Casting Taylor Made is doing it. They're the ones. Heather does like Stranger Things. She does, where's the other one there? I want to make sure. Stargirl and a number of productions. And whatever they're not doing now, they may be doing in January, and they just haven't put it out there. Casting All Talent does Legacies. This is the show over on CW. There is an ongoing need for those of you who are over 18 who still look like you're a high school student or could pass for a high school student. So there's, a number of productions. This is just one of many who have an ongoing need for that. I also have film industry where I walk those of you who are thinking about changing bosses. Let's put it like that. You're a great carpenter. You're a great electrician. You're a great driver, hairdresser, makeup artist, whatever it is. If your skill set lends itself to being on a movie crew, film crew, TV crew, which, by the way, because they've actually shrunk them because of the pandemic and the amount of people they're allowing on set, Sam, a lot of people have just left. And to the point where there are a number of crews who need people. So, again, I walk you through that starting at Georgia.org, but you'll see behind the camera, film and TV industry jobs. Below that, I've got Bill Seller. He's a guy who will take you from soup to nuts when it comes to this voiceover work. Whatever you need. There is not just one particular avenue that Bill occupies. If it's putting your demo together, he can help you with that. If it's telling you about equipment, he can help you with that. If you have your demo and you want to, start recording some stuff, he has a studio. You can go over and do that with him. So all I do is I drive you toward his website, BillDoesVoices.com. You will see this also on our casting call on a list. So you'll be able to connect with him. I know Willie P, who joins us next for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Willie worked with Bill, so if you want to reach out to him and get his thoughts on it. But he's also got a number of other testimonials on his site talking about how he's helped these various people. So if voiceover work is something you've always considered, this is a good time to at least do some investigating, because the jobs are going to hit a couple weeks into January. And as long as the industry stays up and running and you got producers and directors and actors screaming like Tom Cruise was a few weeks ago on his set, and they'll keep people to do the right thing, and productions will stay up, and there'll be job opportunities for you there. So that is all up on 929thegame.com/castingcall. You will see those jobs and a lot more. Oh, Destination Casting, I forgot to mention those. They have a couple different projects, but they need multiple. They have multiple scenes coming up, and they just, those of you out there who just want to submit yourself, get in the database. Men and women of all ethnicities, 18 years and over. Send them 3 shots, full body, waist up, and to the side, and get in that database. You guys got any questions? My email address is also up there, greg.clarksonintercom.com. Sam, I got to actually do a follow-up, because our 840 guest, the guest that we have coming up just under an hour from now, not only has he been on the show and one of the most powerful people in the city, but had a couple family members reach out to me that wanted to dip their toe into the film industry. And okay. I pointed them toward it. I don't know what happened. So, you know, get an update. Maybe some of them have been in some movies and TV shows. I tell you what, somebody going to make a movie about this dude soon. I mean, I'll tell you where he will show up. If it's not all about Gary, he will be in the Ted Turner story. You know, because you know that's coming.
That's a very real possibility.
You know that's coming. Yep, I absolutely believe that. The people that we know and all just folks at, here in Atlanta, because most of the people that Ted ran with, they weren't that behind the scenes. Just like Ted, they were out there. You saw them. You saw Bill Bartholomew. You saw, who's the guy that ran? Terry, who runs the Braves?
Terry McGuirt.
He's out there.
Stan Kasten.
So, and our 840 guest, Gary Stolkin. So, I do believe if they don't make one on Gary, given his credentials, he'll be in the Ted Turner story. So, anyway.
You're going to be writing that. You're going to be one of the writers for that?
I want to be one of the executive producers. Because I want to get on set and scream at people like Tom Cruise did. Or
nice.
Or I want to be able to rent 2 cruise ships like Tom Cruise did.
Yeah. How about that?
2 cruise ships. Hey, speaking of the cruise industry, I heard this past week, they won't be back to where they were before this pandemic. It was estimated like 2030.
Wow, man.
2030.
I can't say anything. I'm not looking forward to hopping on a boat and going out with anybody right now.
Okay, let me school you on something. The boat, that's a ship. The boat is the thing you look for when the ship starts to go down.
Okay.
Okay, that was the joke. Well,
that's not good. You get fewer people on the boat.
Exactly.
You get fewer people on the boat than you do on the ship.
If you're looking for the boat, the ship's got some problems. So you don't want to be looking for the boat. Hey man, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to talk. We got a couple guests. I mentioned Gary Stolkin, who's going to join us at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. But another friend of the show, Jeff Schultz with The Athletic, he's going to join us just about 10 minutes from now. And we're also going to go around the NFL and some stories that are happening as we get started for a full day of NFL action.
Absolutely. Looking forward to hearing from Jeff Schultz, just his thoughts on this calendar year for sports in our area and what he sees on the horizon for next year. It's kind of a wind of change time in our town. All these new faces with the Hawks, new coach, new manager for Atlanta United. We're going to get a new GM and a new coach for the Falcons. So a whole lot of stuff, you know, and I'm anxious to get his thoughts on those things and what we expect in the coming year.
You know, I think it either happen before our last show or after our last show, but Ken, come on in here, man, because you were celebrating a birthday. Now, did it happen since last Sunday?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know what? I got a question I want to pose to you and to all of our listeners, 447-410-929. If you know someone who has a birthday and it's on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, what do you wrap their gift in? Do you wrap their gift in birthday wrap or do you wrap it in Christmas wrap?
No, see, here's – well, okay.
I'm just asking.
Ken was in jumping. Go ahead.
Well, it better be a birthday wrap.
Could barely
you think
hear
so? Yeah. He said it better be a birthday wrap.
Better be a birthday wrap. And you better give me a birthday present and a Christmas present.
See, that's the one. That's the one right there, Sam. You and I have to deal with that. See, why? There should be a law against that. If y'all got like
if my birthday is in July, you give me a birthday present, okay, and then you give me a Christmas present.
We can't have you in on this part of it because you're the actual recipient.
No,
talk about the folks.
You
who buy
can't
this stuff.
Tie crap into one thing. Oh, here's your birthday, Christmas.
If you're on the same, if it's on the same day,
even if it's like 48 hours. Hey, they do it with the presidents and President's Day. We used to have Lincoln and
Washington. I'll take the three holidays. You better give me my Christmas and my birthday. Present, or we ain't gonna be friends.
We could.
What do you do? 404-741-0929. I mean, if somebody you know who has a birthday that's on Christmas or around Christmas, how do you wrap that gift? Do you wrap it for Christmas or for birthday? And Ken says birthday, but he wants a Christmas gift too.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you what, I can answer. Ain't nobody going to call up because here's the thing. I know why you're doing it because you and I have to deal with this with wives who celebrate, you know, the first week of January. But they all going to tell you the same thing, just like our wives and just like Ken. No, I want birthday present and I want Christmas present.
Hey, you want to get out? You want to stay out of the doghouse? You better get them separate presents.
Oh, we are, believe it. You preach.
Well, we got a week. We got a week to deal with that, though. As we talking right, January,
I'll take my birthday present a week early. Don't worry about it.
Jeff Schultz for The Athletic joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.